This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll call the Public Utilities Commission meeting to order February 2nd, 1:30 p.m. This is Chair Nelson. We have Commissioner Hansen with us in the hearing room. Commissioner Feagin is present on the phone line. First order of business is approving the minutes of the gross receipts tax hearing held on January 14th. And the commission meeting held on January 19th. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the approval of the minutes of the January 14th and the January 19th, 2021 commission meetings.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That takes us to consumer reports. Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. The commission received a total of 87 contacts since the last report was prepared for the January 19, 2021 commission meeting. 8 contacts related to telecommunication services, 46 contacts related to electric service, 6 contacts related to natural gas service, 4 contacts related to wireless services, 6 contacts related to the Do Not Call Registry, 1 contact was related to wind energy, 1 contact was related to the Keystone XL pipeline, 1 contact was referred to one call, and 14 contacts related to issues that are not regulated by the PUC. And I'm happy to report that all 1,268 contacts received in 2020 have been resolved, and 156 of the 165 contacts received in 2021 have been resolved.
Excellent report, excellent closeout for last year. Questions from the commission?
I do. Commissioner Feagin here. I'm just looking quickly at your contacts. You had 33 last time. I'm looking at a November one of around 40. 87 is a lot in a few weeks. Can you explain, because you three must have been really, really busy. Why has that went up so much?
A lot of the complaints or contacts, I should say, that we've had are individuals seeking assistance with payment arrangements on past due accounts. So, yes, it is. We had 78 last commission meeting, and it is a lot of work. I mean, when you see the 46 contacts just for electrical and 6 for natural gas, those include several calls, several emails, several negotiating to keep those services on. So, yeah, it has been busy, so we're always happy to help.
Thank you, Ms. Gregg. I guess I was looking at the January 4th minutes that
yep.
we have, a 33. And so
yeah.
I just look at the posted ones from this last meeting. But thank
right.
you for all your service and hard work.
You're welcome. I'd like to thank Mr. Shugart and Ms. Burns, too, for helping. It's not always easy, but to get the job done.
Thank you, Deb. Good report. Appreciate your efforts. Any other questions? Seeing none, we will move on to EL 20-034 in the matter of the joint request for service rights exception between Sioux Valley Electric and Lyon Rural Electric Co-op. And the question is, shall the commission approve the requested service rights exception between those two cooperatives? And let's go to Sioux Valley. Mr. Smith.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Thank you, and appreciate this time to address the commission. This is a service, prospective service that is just right on the Iowa and South Dakota border, just to the north of the road. That's the line for the border. Sioux Valley Energy, our closest facilities are over 3,000 feet away, I think. I'm going from memory here. I had it a minute ago. Sorry about that. But we are a long ways away. Lyon is right across the road. The cost for Sioux Valley to serve this would be in the, over $10,000 range to the customer. We think this is in the best interest, long-term interest of the customer. To be able to be served by Lyon REC, and would recommend approval by the commission.
Thanks, Ted. We'll go to Lyon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I believe Ted laid it out perfectly. I have nothing else to add.
Thank you. Questions from the commission, and I'm going to start. Unless I missed it, this filing did not indicate what kind of facility is actually going into that location. Can you help me out with that?
Yes, Mr. Chair. This is Ted Smith, and the people there are building a shop slash house in one facility. Not sure if they're planning to live in it or not. Roth may have a better idea on that, but this is a shop type house facility there.
Okay, thank you. Other questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in EL 20-034, I move that the Commission approve the requested service rights exception between Sioux Valley Southwestern Electric Cooperative Incorporated and Lion Rural Electric Cooperative Incorporated.
Discussion on the motion.
I see that it's 1,500 feet for Sioux Valley and Lion 300 feet. Situation where cooperatives are cooperating, and we see this a lot, and we appreciate it a lot. Congratulate them because this helps all the consumers, and just makes a lot of sense.
Very good. The other thing that I noted and certainly wanted to make sure is that they were going to do an underground and not try to put a line over that major road, and I appreciate that. Additional discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
That takes us to EL 20-035 in the matter of the petition of Northern States Power Company doing business as XL Energy for approval of a modification to the back of the company's standard billing form and disconnection notice. We will go to XL. Mr. Kovac has come to visit us.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Nelson, Commissioner Hansen, Commissioner Fegan on the phone. XL Energy is making a change on the back of our billing, and we would appreciate if you support us in that motion. We have had great conversations with staff to, I think, flesh out all of the subjects, and we do have two folks on the phone to help with any questions, and we'll just stand by. Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll go to staff, and I realize I forgot staff on the last docket, but I trust that they were okay with that one. We'll give them a chance now. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chair Nelson. Last one, yeah. Staff was okay and recommended approval.
Thank you, Joe. And staff on this one.
Thank you. This is Brittany Malhoff for staff. Staff has reviewed the filing and we recommend approval effective February 21st, 2021. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from the commission?
I do have a question, Chairman, when you're ready.
Yeah, make sure it's a hard one. Go ahead.
Just looking at the 4,000 number of people that paid debit and credit card, how many are there that are commercial? And I have about three questions. I'm going to ask them right at once. And then it looks like this will be better for residential, but if commercial customers are using this and they spend more than, I don't know, $1,300 or $1,400, this will be more of an expense. And is that because they are mostly doing automatic bill pay out of their checking accounts?
Yeah, I can take that. This is Sean Bulkey. So I don't have a breakdown specifically to the 4,000. I can get that for you. Usually it's about 99% of our customers pay. Our residential customers did 1% that pay using a credit card. As for the fee difference, so the fees are really based on that, you know, they're charged by a third party company that we use for processing the credit card transactions. And generally, commercial cards and commercial customers have higher fees associated with the cards that they use. So to really get the best deal for our customers, we're drastically reducing the, we work with the vendor to drastically reduce this, the price that we currently charge, which is $2.90 for residential customers, and we're dropping that to $1.50. And then really to get that huge cut for our residential customers, we went to a percentage-based model for commercial customers. Just because I noticed that, the flat fee of $29.95 was really indirectly affecting small business. And we have a wide variety of free options for all of our customers, that really has no cost to them or, at all. So
my question is just the commercial customers. You are taking care of the residential customers, and I understand that. My concern is with the commercial customer, so that's the only discussion I want to have right now. So help me understand on your commercial customers, if they use a credit card or debit card, and is it, like if it's $1,400 or more and they're a commercial customer, this will be an increase in their funds? Or could you help me understand that on how this is protecting commercial customers that would use debit card or credit card that have $1,400 or more in expenses per month, if it's protecting them, or those people all do it by checks? Thank you.
I don't know the specific breakdown for South Dakota. There are customers that pay, our commercial customers that pay over $1,400, that they'll end up paying more than the $29.95 if they use their credit card to make a payment.
So what you're saying is we don't have an analysis on those commercial customers that this is going to be a hit on. So we don't know the number.
No, I know the number. I just don't have it off the top of my head right now.
Okay.
I can certainly supply that to you.
Okay. Thank you.
And we are doing, just to follow up with that, we are doing outreach to commercial customers on this as well. We've been doing it since the beginning of January. We have managed accounts that we've reached out to already to let them know of this change, as well as the free options we have for all of them.
Well, let me ask the follow-up question, and I think this is different than what Commissioner Feagin was asking. Well, on the residential side, you told us about 1% are using credit cards. What percent are using credit cards on the business side?
Oh, no, it was about of all the commercial card, or sorry, of all the credit card, debit card transactions, about 99% of them are residential and 1% of them are commercial.
Oh.
Very few commercial customers are using a credit card.
Okay, gotcha. Additional questions? Motions.
So, may I do a follow-up?
Certainly.
Thank you. Because I asked a question about that. So there are 40 customers that are commercial in South Dakota approximately that use a credit card or a debit card in the commercial side. So out of those 40, we haven't done the analysis, right?
I have it in, we've taken a look at this. I haven't done it specifically for South Dakota, but I have looked at kind of a larger group of commercial customers, certainly the ones that are managed and non-managed, and what their bill amounts are. I can probably pull that together for you if you need that.
Additional questions? Our motions. I will move in EL 20-035 that the Commission approve the revised tariff sheets effective February 21st, 2021. Discussion on the motion. So it's interesting. I mean, obviously what is being requested here is simply a phone number change on the form, but that's being driven by the underlying change in credit card vendor that has led to all of the questions. I certainly appreciate the fact that residential customers who choose to use a credit card are going to be able to do so at a significantly lower rate. You know, and obviously I hear Commissioner Feagin's concern about business customers. You know, in my mind, if you're a business customer, you're going to do the analysis and you're going to figure out, is it cheaper to use my credit card or cheaper to use my checkbook, and you're going to make the right choice for your business. So I'm not as concerned about that, I guess. I think I'm prepared to move forward. Additional discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was Commissioner Hanson ready to speak? I'm waiting. I'm pausing.
I have no questions, and I sit in great anticipation of what questions you may have.
Go ahead, Commissioner Feagin.
I'm at the comment state. I certainly appreciate Northern States Power looking after our residential customers and coming to a place where they can have more affordable rates on using debit cards or credit cards. I guess the commercial side makes me a little nervous just because small businesses are really struggling to stay alive right now. And sometimes they don't look at everything in their life. They're just trying to keep their sales up and their employees employed. And so what I would ask you to do, XL Energy, and you said you were reaching out, but I am really going to ask you to reach out to anybody that has over $1,300 in electric bills on a monthly basis. Reach out to those people and tell them the changes that you've made, because I don't want them to have another expense when they're already struggling right now. And just, I know you guys are community citizens and really look out for economic development in our businesses, and I'm just asking for you to do that again.
Good comment. Additional comments? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Commissioner Hanson.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Kolbeck.
Thank you very much.
Nobody is present for public comment. The only announcement is the next regular commission meeting will be Friday, February 19th at 9:30, and we are going to be back in our normal room, 4:13, since there's not session that day. Anything else for the good of the order?
There's an item for commission discussion. Is there any discussion? Couldn't imagine that we would.
I think I must have printed off an earlier version, but I know what you were referring to.
Thank you.
And Commissioner Nelson and Hanson, we cannot hear Commissioner Hanson, but I'm anticipating what he's saying.
He's making sure I'm straight. I think we are.
I was using sign language. My apologies.
Anything else for the good of the order? Our motion is in order.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Commissioner Hanson.
Aye.
Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.